flipped this switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Go suck a dick through a toilet seat, you motherfucking haters. Bitch, I bring a lot to the table, Will and Jada. Phone stay locked every day, these hoes wake up. Cause Face ID don't recognize them bitches without makeup. I'm a grill nigga, 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 niggas. Say this one for my real nigga, 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 niggas. Say shorty say he know me, look at him like how you figure. I ain't claiming no exes, I still be calling shit Twitter. Fly than the op soul on the game, resting busy. Apple Vision Pro, make them touch the air quickly. I don't fuck with labels, make that chopper say it with me. Put that dot up on his head, since we rather keep it easy. Gang, gang, gang. Glizzies on glizzies, they like how many a milli. I go to city, switching from Billy to Billy. So when hoes try to offend me, why would I handle it chilly? Uppercut that bitch on hard, look like a chip off the willy. If a nigga claim that he got beef,
what you doing?
Bitch, I'm pulling up like Keith Lee.
And what you doing?
Pistol whip him like I'm trying to brush his teeth. Then Colgate with that trigger, watch it squeeze. It's feeling like December 25th, every day in this bitch. When I look at my bank, ooh, and since I keep a chopper every day, you could call me Mariah, cause I carry every Christmas with ease. Ha! Gang, 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 gang. Chopper, get that bitch like Usher, that's close range. Up and I'ma bust it, these bitches got no aim. Your name hold no weight like Ozempic and cocaine. It's a go on this hoe. Bust a go on the flow. Do she know, maybe so.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to Jim and Them episode. Oh, fuck. 847, part two. My name is Mike Steele. Sorry. Jim played my favorite song, and so I was a little bit distracted. I know every word to this song, and I've been shouting them as loud as I can. His fiance wants to kick me out, but too bad. Just because you don't love my favorite song doesn't mean that I don't love my favorite song. I am here with my good friend, Mr. Jim Scampoli.
Yo, 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 yo. Oh, my God. Thank you so much for that fine, fine intro. Part two, everybody. Welcome.
Want to know my favorite part of the song?
Yeah, which part?
take a wild guess, Jim.
Which part?
It's the part where, like, she just keeps saying it.
yeah, no. That's my favorite part, too. My favorite part, because we were watching this video here. I was telling Mike before we came back in, is that in the video, they have cocks on a grill. Like, I guess they're dildos, obviously. They're not really grilling dicks. But, like, it's a video on YouTube. But even I was like, I ain't risking it. I put my own sensor bars on the dicks because I was like, I'm not going to show these because we got haters out there.
Yeah. But, hey, yeah, keep taking our videos down.
Hold on. Yeah, my camera's fucking up. Let me fix my shit.
All right. You know what? I told everybody my first favorite part of the song. My second favorite part of the song is when you can see her her big fat titties covered in leather pasties. Everybody know, if you know anything about Mike Steele, it's that he loves the N-word, and he loves when you can see a chick's naked boobs. Classic Mike. That's why that song was good. I'm not ashamed to admit it. Just because you don't like the truth doesn't mean it's not the truth, everybody.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
So, Jim, thank you so much for... I beg Jim every week. I'm like, Jim, play my favorite song. Jim, can we bring in part two of my favorite song? And every week he's like, oh, well, I've got something else planned. But this week, just as a fun little surprise for me, he finally said, you know what, Mike? I will. I'll play your favorite song.
I'm going to do you a solid, Mike.
Yeah, I'm going to do
for
you...
For the 025.
Wow. You know what? It really is a 2020 epic.
All right, hold on. I think I got this.
Cool. Y'all like behind the scenes shit?
Yeah.
I was asking them.
Oh.
I was hypothetically asking the people whose answers I will be unable to see. Hey, if you have my phone number and I say, hey, you like this shit? Text me an answer. Otherwise, I'm not going to see it. But hey, if you have my phone number, feel free to answer my question right now. I guess Grant could. Hey, Grant, you like this? You like this part?
You like this fat dick?
Hey, Grant, you like this fucking dick, bro? Actually, you know what?
Okay. What?
I was going to say, I like Grant a lot.
Yeah, no, Grant's a good dude.
I think Grant's a good dude, and he's been around for a long time. I like Grant.
One thing I did, I meant to play this earlier. I don't know. It fucking slipped my mind.
It's just
somehow.
That song again.
Yeah.
But you're playing it even louder. Yeah. it's like Corey's Evil Ascension Millennium. It's that song, but evil.
I forgot that, you know, we're in the midst of this war. I mean, I was talking about it earlier. And,
oh, wait, Jim, this just in. Grant's fucking loving this shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
But he's also loving that dick. Oh, hey, you know what, Jim? Grant loves it, but so does Doug.
Someone actually did record. I mean, speaking of like hip hop and rapping and whatnot, a diss track was laid down.
Whoa.
For Jake Perry.
What?
Someone did this of their own volition.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, if you're just tuning in, Corey Feldman's assistant.
You
most
already
likely,
know who he is.
Yeah, most likely at the orders of Corey. Has been harassing us, trying to get our content taken down, and we've been doing is just, you know, being fair, like we're want to do.
Well, yeah, we're
just calling
it
like we sees it. And a listener of ours took it upon himself to, you know,
two of them, I believe, one did all the production,
yes,
and one did all the sick raps.
It's just, you know, expressing yourself through art. I mean, sure, Corey could relate to this. Sometimes you just take some of your anger and your frustrations, you just put pen to pad and just lay it down.
So Corey Haim and I got into an argument one day. He was like, "You'll never be a two Corey. You want to be like me? You want to dress like me? I'll bend you over and ream you. Then you'll see how it feels." And I was like,
"Now that actually, this I'm sorry. This is the thing we do.
We even do it when someone else makes a song for us."
That is a clip of Jake Perry from the My Truth documentary.
Yeah,
talking about how Corey Haim was going to fuck him in the ass, or he threatened to.
So Corey Haim and I got into an argument one day. He was like, "You'll never be a two Corey. You want to be like me? You want to dress like me? I'll bend you over and ream you. Then you'll see how it feels." And I was like, "Whoa, that was weird. Why'd he say that?"
Yo, what it do? It's your boy E-Rock in a booth. Yo, we about to kill this. Yo, Jake Perry, a little bitch, you know what I mean? Turn me up. Jake Perry, he's so scary. Little boy blue, but he can't have dairy. He's a little bitch, he's gonna switch. And when your back's turned, he's gonna snitch. He switched up, like two dicks up. Dom in his mouth, and Corey in his butt. Burnt out loser, a dumbass smile. To meet a little boy, he'll run 100 miles. Foot on the gas to eat that ass. Oh, by the way, JD, he a rap. Jim and them, the creme de la creme. Beat your ass up, again and again. Listen, whatever you do, do not look in this man's internet search history. Don't do it. You're not going to like what you see, I promise. It's like some Jared from Subway type shit, you know what I mean?
You ever watch a program called Dateline NBC? Well, there's something I got to tell you.
Internet history, the boy is a mystery. His Corey dot sucks. I'm sure you won't disagree. He made a fucking movie that sucks hella dick. Sucking on Corey like a gnat or a tick. Likes to complain that people don't like him. So I made this dope song just to spite him. Have you seen his IG? Showing off his lifestyle. Lock his fucking teeth up. Show me that bitch smile. Yo, Jake Perry is a troll who throws a fucking tantrum anytime somebody says something bad about him, doesn't like his movie, says something bad about his best friend Corey Feldman, you know what I mean? Two fucking peas in a pod, if you ask me. Fragile ass egos, get the fuck out of here. I'm gone.
If I don't fucking hear from you, girl, your name is fucking Mud. Let me tell you, don't even bother coming back to LA, because you'll never get another gig in that fucking town. Ever. Like, I will fucking make sure everybody knows what a piece of shit you are. Kitty, cool piece.
Do we have to get E-Rock on a raped track?
I think we might have to. I love that he made a diss track. And that voicemail clip at the end, that was when Corey Feldman was threatening a former angel, saying that she was doing the cliche, like, "You'll never work in this town again." Like, it's like 1940s
The town
Hollywood.
He claims hates him and doesn't want him to work in either. Yeah, "You'll never work in this town again, or else I assume that you won't, because I assume your career is like mine."
Yeah, if you continue to work with me, you'll never work in this town again.
Sorry, by the way, to new listeners. I do this thing where I yell, like, all of part one. I just fucking scream instead of talking, and then I lose my voice all of part two.
But, dude, I love how real it's getting, because people are putting it down on wax and letting this piece of shit know. I love he's calling him a pedophile. He's calling him.
He's saying it eats ass. He eats little boys' asses.
I bet you Jake Perry didn't have that on his 2025 bingo card.
My wife, take her.
So yeah, no, thank you. That was Eric, aka E-Rock,
aka Feld Man of the Year.
Yeah, laying it down. Oh, and he also got a trophy and everything, which I love.
Wait, I thought we bought that for him.
No, no, he bought it. I didn't even think of it. I would have done it. Who's on the line?
Hello, guys. It's Bubble.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Bubbles? You did the beat or you did the production?
I mixed it all together. I did the talk box. The beat, Eric found that, and Eric wrote the lyrics.
Bubbles 2025.
I did actually want to mention that we were looking at some like rare Corey tracks, and on the title track of his former Child Actor album, at 2:28, he talks about drinking piss.
Oh.
I listened to it several times, and we were listening in the piss chord. Nobody could figure out what it was. It sounded like something about I drink piss or something like
so
that.
So it's a new Cocoa Buns moment.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know, maybe he was talking about drinking alcohol, but I heard something about drinking pee or something like that.
Hit us with that.
What's the timestamp again?
2:28 in the title track. Oh, the whole track is funny because he's just like, I don't mean shit because I'm a former child actor. It's just like him complaining about being in movies, I guess.
Huh. All right.
Thank you.
It's ridiculous.
I'm going to pull it up. 2:28?
Yeah, about there.
Okay, cool. All right. Thank you.
Also, for the record, I'm not laughing at you,
I was going to ask you. I was like, are you laughing at him? I think it's very cool.
I'm not making fun of Eric. You know that meme of like the guy that's like fucking freaking out and spraying champagne and then like it zooms out and he's in like 10th place?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I like that Eric ordered himself a trophy because we gave him man of the year.
Okay. No, I love
it. He earned it.
He earned it.
He's like, oh, is this your trophy? I'm like, get it. You got it.
I'm into it.
I
thought we said it to him. I didn't know.
It's great because it's inspired me where I feel like, yeah, we're going to have to do that at the end of the year.
That's why I thought you did it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Bubbles.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, wait. Did you have something else? Yeah,
did you have more? I didn't mean to like push you out the door.
No, that was it.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, bye.
And thanks for hanging out in the piss cord.
See you in the chat.
I love you.
See you in the chat. Bye-bye.
I fucking love you. Well,
let's go to former child actor. Gotta drink your piss. Ah, there it was.
I still gotta drink your piss.
Dude, I mean, it's a surprise every time that it's always a fucking...
It's a cacophony.
I was about to say the same thing. The cacophony of noise, dude.
There's no other word to describe it, Jim. We have that word in our vocabulary because of the Corey music we've heard.
I still gotta drink your piss.
I don't know what other... It's piss. I still got to drink your piss. What else could it be?
I still got to drink your piss. Yeah, I still got... Well, I guess he's being tongue-in-cheek, I suppose.
Maybe he says drink your penis.
Yeah, I still got to drink your penis.
Yeah, because like, we hear the P and we hear the S, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's piss. It could be penis.
Yeah, I still go to drink your penis.
I'm just trying to be fair.
I wasn't even gonna bother Googling it, but maybe to prove myself wrong, because I was like, there's no way someone even has lyrics.
No one's going to have the lyrics.
No way. No way.
I don't know why you keep looking up Corey's lyrics. No one's going to have them.
Child actor.
Unless it's a Reddit thread of people being like, I think C says he drinks piss in this song.
Dude, it's so funny. Let me show you the... hold on.
Yeah, let me see. See what we got here.
I want to pull this up in the chat too. Let me show you the genius.com page for this album. Missing lyrics. Although I guess one does have a lyric.
A
Jingle Bell Rock has a lyric.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
He has. I didn't realize he has Jingle Bell Rock on an album. I'm just finding that out now.
Huh.
Imagine, I assume that's the John Lennon one, so that does have lyrics.
Yeah, that's also cheating.
So is Systemic Gateway someone else? Even this has a lot of question marks.
Yeah.
Ben?
Dude, tons of question marks.
Tons of question marks.
Obama!
It's Totsly Piss calls the lion before he says, I don't mean shit to you.
Ah, or yes, thank you, Eric. Yeah, he says, I did hear that. I don't mean shit to you, so I gotta drink your piss. Great lyrics. Love what he's doing there.
Wait. What? I feel like, it, as far as you and Eric are concerned, one piece of red string was just like connected
just cause
between
shit
two, two pins, but I don't know how those are connected.
Because he's just connecting shit and piss. Let's go back.
I still gotta drink your.
Yeah, I know that don't mean shit to you.
So I still have to drink your piss. I understand that piss and shit are two things, but I feel like there's nothing else that's the direction that should be connected.
Well, what it's like, it's reminiscent of, I think it's an Ice Spice lyric. That's like, I'm the shit, you the fart. You haven't heard that one?
No. Why would I? No, I don't want to hear Ice Spice, Jim.
We're not going to hear it. I just got to look up the lyric. Do I have that right? I'm the shit, you the fart.
Ugh.
You think you the shit. Oh, maybe you think you the shit fart.
So it's worse. It's like a worse version of yours.
Yeah.
It's a worse version of your bad lyrics.
Wait, it's the name of the song? Oh, yeah. Think you the shit, bitch. You not even the fart. Grr.
Grr.
I'm going hard. I'm breaking their hearts.
Wow.
Anyways, there you go.
You know what? I'm still going to drink your piss.
I'm still going to drink your piss.
If anyone out there continues to treat me like shit, I'm still gonna drink your piss.
Yeah, I'm still gonna just suck on your dick and drink your piss.
I'm still gonna suck your cock. Piss fart. Dope song, Mike. Thanks.
Oh, you know what? Since part two hasn't been the Rizzler for a while, it's still not gonna be the Rizzler.
What, damn it, Jim.
I don't mean to get your hopes
Why
up.
Why would you do that to me?
No, because part two, everyone knows right now, is about pedo hunters. So there was a pedo hunter gone wrong. Like,
they're all that's every one of them.
I mean, I guess not even gone wrong, but it's kind of the thing we've been talking about.
Oh, that they got it. They had the wrong guy.
Not even. It's more so kids trying to just copy those videos. It's kids that I guess like a religious university. Let me play it here.
Okay. BYU.
To catch a predator gone wrong, a group of Assumption University students are accused of kidnapping and assaulting a man that they believed to be a sex offender. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Priscilla Casper. Now, campus investigators say this stems from a concerning TikTok trend where people lure others who they believe are child predators and confront them. Our NBC 10's Oscar Margain joining us live from Assumption University in Worcester with more details on this case.
Much like a deceased man, one Bupak Shakur.
That would be so perfect. It's so funny, though, to even think about, like, We've been covering Bupak for so long, but then we've been watching some of these more extreme videos, and it's like I didn't even quite make the connection, but it's like those have been a part of the show for a while just because of Bupak.
Yeah,
because we talked a lot about Bupak without even like getting into that was his thing. He was
because we created essentially a fictional character named Bupak. Well, I would love if they interviewed the kids, and the kids are like, yeah, we just kind of wanted to be like our hero, Bupak.
You know, blowing down as a piff and constantly smoking high kites using relics.
Yeah, we know. We know Bupak. We all listen to Jim and them.
Oscar, I've seen some of these videos on social media from other areas. These can be intense confrontations.
Exactly, and we spoke to an expert about that. More on what that means in this case in just a moment. But police are telling me that a group of students used the Tinder dating app to lure a man to campus so he could meet up with a teenage girl. And once he showed up, he was allegedly beaten up by this group of students, even though police say he did nothing wrong.
It's crazy. It really is crazy.
Tiger Ann is in disbelief after learning of a TikTok trend that has led a group of schoolmates from
Assumption. Is that racist?
A little bit.
Because I don't know what he was trying to say, but it seemed racist.
Ann is in disbelief after...
It's crazy. It really is crazy.
Tiger Ann is in disbelief after learning of a TikTok trend that has led a group of schoolmates from Assumption University in Worcester to be charged with kidnapping.
You see on social media all the time, but you would never expect it to happen, you know, right next to you, right in your own school, you know?
University police named these five students.
They say you don't expect it to happen at your school. But if these kids go to Assumption University,
I think
there's maybe one school I expect this to happen at, and it's at Assumption
exactly.
University.
Exactly. It's like so on the nose.
Yeah, it's like a fucking Futurama bit.
Like it, yeah, it happens in like a TV show, and you're like, all right, guys, maybe do another draft on this script here, pal.
Students and one minor accusing them of luring a man to campus the night of October 1st through the Tinder dating app. Court documents state the man arranged to meet with a woman listed as an 18-year-old online.
Wait.
But when he arrived...
See, that's the other thing is that...
That's not even illegal.
Yeah, no, it's apparently...
That's just young.
The dude's like in his 20s, and yeah, the app... according to what... Because even I read an article on this too. Everything the police is saying is when they looked into it, they were like, no, even the texts and everything, it just says she's 18. But they were trying to say, because I actually have the video.
Like, is it the secondary age thing? Like the over 24, under 21 thing or something some states have?
I honestly think the kids just wanted a video. So in the video, they're just saying, oh, you're trying to hook up with a 17-year-old? Like, they're just saying it in the video. But
oh, so they're literally just fucking faking it.
Pretty much.
They're just clout chasing.
Exactly.
So they
so they can't even do it right.
Oh, wow. But they're like, well, we can't actually lure someone, so I guess we'll just not lure someone, but then we'll pretend we did.
It's like we did lure someone, but like...
Well, they're not luring them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's similar to like sometimes you'll... And they might even not do this in the video, but World Star will sometimes be like... You know, dude gets jumped for saying the N-word. But then you watch the video and all it is a guy getting jumped. And you're like, maybe he did. Or maybe they're just put that in the title.
Yeah.
So I'd click on it. Or I wouldn't care that this guy's getting beat up.
It's like when someone tells the and then everybody clapped story. And you're like, oh, what really happened was the first two sentences of that story. And then you thought in your head, man,
I got to throw something in.
Wouldn't it be crazy if instead I said this and then this happened? And it's like. But they took that and then actually made it real. They're like, oh, yeah, we'll create the story that this guy did. It's like combining those two things.
Well,
like,
and it's
we'll
also,
just say it happened because all we're changing is the age of the girl, but everything else is real.
It also feels like something that there's a weird precedent now where if you and your friends wanted to beat someone up in a Walmart or whatever, you could start beating them up and just start going, he wants to hook up with a 15-year-old. Like, no one's checking
this
or anything.
This guy said the N-word. This guy's called us the N-word.
And everyone would be like, yeah, kick his ass. Kick that predator's ass.
Yeah.
Like, could you just be chasing
someone? This guy's a day rapist. This guy's a day rapist. He's a known day rapist.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, Jim.
You could just be robbing them in the street. This guy's a day rapist. Give me your wallet.
Imagine, Jim, I go to the fucking the Walmart on, like, Eastern and Decatur.
Yes.
And I'm in there, and a bunch of teens are like, fuck this guy.
Yeah, fuck this guy. We don't like him.
They start fucking stomping me, and then people run up and they're like, this guy's a fucking date rapist. This guy beats up his girlfriend. Like, they can just say that.
That's really all you have to do.
And like, at least 80% of the people that were about to help me are like, oh, fucking justice. Justice is served.
They'll even if they step in, it'll be kind of like, all right, well, so I'll call the authorities now. Like, they'll let a few kicks and punches go before they even if someone steps in to say something.
Well, then one of them like reaches up top shelf, like knocks down like a cranberry juice bottle, falls on my head. I'm just like, oh, please, I'm a fucking piece of shit.
App court documents
like,
state
I'm
the
sorry,
man
I'm sorry, I didn't do anything. I just want him to stop.
To meet with a woman listed as an 18-year-old online. But when he arrived, he was met with a mob of about 30 students who were allegedly recruited by the five defendants, saying he was meeting with a minor. That mob reportedly chased after the man and assaulted him as he got back into his car and drove away.
It's a very dangerous trend.
Emerson College professor David Gerzov says true crime fads and social media have become a bad mix.
This is the big challenge with the internet as a whole, is the ability for anyone to anonymize themselves and assume any sort of role or responsibility.
We tried contacting the accused students, some at their registered address, others by
Our
phone.
Our reporter and got the shit kicked out of him and accused of being a pedophile. He's still
a mob of 30 people beat up our cameraman.
Well, it is funny because the way they talked about the idea of the mixture of like social media and justice and stuff.
Yeah.
I said, this is kind of like the intent is related. I saw a girl that was talking about like why she like got some type of like toothpaste instead of another kind. And she's like, here's the thing. I do all my research on TikTok first. The reason I got this one is because I saw it. And it's the same place I got my perfume. And that's where I made sure I did all of my perfume checking before I found my signature scent. And I wasn't like mocking her, but I was like, oh, what she just said is like very telling of the way people form opinions now. Is she, in her eyes, she believes she did research.
Yes.
She thinks that she like looked in the same way that like, I guess if I was going to buy something online, I'd like check Amazon. And if there's like a physical version at a store, maybe I'd go and check it first. So I'd try on a pair of shoes before I bought them. Like she views going on TikTok and like viewing various things first and someone else's review of them, I guess, probably is my guess.
Well, and
as
also
like her doing her homework before deciding to have an opinion on something or to purchase a product or whatever.
And also, because one of the reasons why I don't really even use TikTok that much, I used to use it a lot, just doom scrolling or whatever. It's because they really incentivized more of TikTok shop. So every video now is essentially an infomercial, but it's similar like how everyone on Twitch wants to be a gamer or whatever. Like it's disguised content. Because you're maybe doing a comedy video or maybe doing a thing, but sometimes you're literally just talking about a product. And I'm sure a lot of them are people that are like, believe in a product.
Sure.
But most of them are like, oh, I just want to sell this thing. Like, check out this coffee table. It's only $30 in the TikTok shop.
I'm going to drop ship this fucking thing that I bought on Temu.
And don't get me wrong. Like, I'm a victim of it. But what I'll do is I'll see it on TikTok and then I just go and buy it on Amazon. I don't buy it because that's what I got. I got this suction cup thing for magnet for my phone.
That fucking thing that will keeps stop going on. Going on.
Because look, I can stick it on my monitor if I want. Look, and it stays. And then I can stick my phone on it. Oop, and it falls off. And it doesn't work. There it goes.
What a piece of shit. What a piece of man. I'm talking about you, Jim.
You're right. You're right.
Both of you. But no, but like, I think that she was being earnest when she said, oh, I do my research on TikTok first. And so there are probably people that make, I guess, moral decisions as well in a very similar way where they go, oh, shit, there are people out there that deserve something that they're not getting. Let's do it. And in their eyes, they're like, well, this like, the same person that's going to do that is also going to just say yes to our fake girl. So fuck it. It's all the same. And they might not even like, I don't mean to like, I'm not trying to defend them, but they might not even realize that what they did was like, not the same as what other people that are doing a ill-conceived and dangerous thing are doing.
Yeah.
That like, I guess in theory, if I'm a 40-year-old meeting an 18-year-old, maybe I'm the same guy that would meet a 17-year-old, but not necessarily.
No, this was a college kid anyways.
Yeah.
Because even like, and even then I still get it's like, it's still kind of fucked up. But if it was like a 20, it's still not as bad if it's a 20-year-old kid going to meet a 17-year-old girl.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not good either. I just don't think, I don't think he's a Dr. Pepper guy. It's kind of like Batman going after someone that steals a loaf of bread. You know what I mean?
Batman's like holding Aladdin over the edge of a fucking building.
Yeah. I'm saying like, that guy's a creep, but like, let's use these powers to get other people. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Superman's not putting white collar criminals in minimum security prison.
But even then, this is not that. This was like a college kid that was messaged by a girl on Tinder whose profile said she was 18. And apparently there wasn't even the cops checked like the DMs and stuff. There wasn't even like DMs where she was saying otherwise, you know?
This is the Thunderbolts accidentally blowing up that bus and starting Marvel Civil War.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what this is, dude.
But got no response. Assumption University issued a statement that reads in part, "In all circumstances, we expect our students to exercise sound judgment and uphold the principles of respect, responsibility, and dignity that define our community. Our public safety team, in concert with other university departments, commenced an immediate and thorough investigation."
It is wild that this school is called Assumption
University.
Now, the victim reportedly
told police that he was in town for his grandmother's funeral and was wanting to meet up with, quote, happy people. Now, Assumption University here would not say what sort of disciplinary action it would take against the students, if at all. Now, all five of those students are scheduled for an arraignment in 2 weeks. Reporting live in Worcester, Oscar Morgane, NBC 10 Boston.
Wouldn't it be funny if all the kids got texts from like an anonymous person saying like, "Hey, meet me in the by the dean's office," and then like a bunch of teachers came out and kicked the shit out of him.
Now I do have the video, and this one, maybe it's because we've seen some like horrible beatings. This video doesn't really look that bad at all, though. But also, I guess it's because it's shot from more of a further perspective, so maybe you don't see some of the shots that come in.
Okay,
but like, yeah, this is when they roll up on the guy.
Right, so this is the actual event?
Yeah, this is at Assumption University.
Oh, okay.
They're all just like, they're like nervously giggling about it too.
Yeah,
this isn't like Dr. Pepper guy rolling in and being like, "What the fuck's up,
this
dude?"
This is like Never Been Kissed, yeah, where she thinks she's going to prom with a hot guy and they throw eggs at her. Like, this is like they're treating it more like a prank than like a vigilante justice.
How are we doing, Beth?
Is he a
17-year-old? 22?
22.
No,
you?
Hey.
You want your son?
They're yelling, "You want her to sit on your face?" I assume they were doing dirty talk. Maybe that's something from the DMs.
Dude, all these kids did was like catfish a guy and then kick the shit out of him.
Yeah.
That's so fucked up.
And I guess based off the charges, they only charged like 7 people. So I think mob mentality, in somewhat defense of the other like 20 people.
Sure.
They just, that's like what we were talking about.
They saw phones.
And they heard people saying, "You're trying to hook up with a 17-year-old girl." And they just kind of, they were like the people at Walmart as we're getting beat up and people are yelling that we're pedophiles when we're not.
Hey.
You want your son?
So there, because there ends up being a ton of people, dude.
That is so many people.
And honestly, and these people are just cracking up.
Dude, this must feel so bad.
I give this kid some credit that he realized, "I got to get the fuck out of here immediately." I feel like even if I was in that situation, I'd be like, whoa, guys, what's going on? And I just sort of getting shit kicked out of me.
Excuse me, teens. I'm trying to be reasonable.
What are you talking about? This girl's not 17. He immediately knows, "All right, I got to get the fuck out of here."
No.
Yeah, dude, 22 and 18 is like barely.
Yeah.
They could have gone to high school together.
Exactly. I think we cut to outside. There's like even more people.
Wait, I want to see what happens.
Yeah, this is like true mob mentality.
Yeah, is this generation cooked, chat? Are they cooked?
Bro, I don't want to like overreact, but are these kids cooked?
Because we probably don't see it because they do mention that as he was trying to run to his car, he got punched in the back of the head. He got his head like smashed off his car.
Some point in time, everyone's got their phones out and someone decides, "You know what? I'm a tough guy."
Yeah.
And it takes one punch until like everyone goes, "Well, shit, if we're hitting him, I guess that's what's happening now."
He's got a nice car.
Oh my God.
What the hell?
No fucking way.
No! Dude, he hits a ramp. It fucking flies over the highway.
Well, what's also telling is, like, say they were really trying to hunt a predator. They're all really happy. Like, at least Dr. Pepper guy and them, like, they're fucking people up and shit, but they're never, like, cracking... Well, they're cracking jokes, but they're not, like, giggling, like, hey, this is super fun.
No, yeah.
I mean, they love what they're doing, don't get me wrong. Yeah. But
if you love what you're doing, you never work a day in your life.
Very true.
Dr. Pepper guy's never worked a day in his life. Yeah, no, this just looks like a prank.
Yes.
Like a mean-spirited, like a bunch of bullies playing a prank on, like, a nerdy kid. Like, I mean, in a lot of ways, it's not
pretty much is,
it's not that different than, like, oh, let's convince that guy that this girl at school likes him. Make a fake MySpace profile.
Yep.
It'll have her pictures, and she'll hit him up, and we'll get him to, like, talk to her, and then we'll try and get him to send a picture. Shit, did I watch a TV show where that happened? I feel like I watched a TV show
probably,
where, like a bunch of bullies convinced, like, a guy to, like, send them pictures, but they were really just fucking with him. But yeah, just like, that's kind of what they're doing. But just like they're almost not even under the guise that it's anything else, because everyone's just treating it like that.
It's a code in the YouTube chat. Dr. Pepper guy isn't wearing hockey pads. It is that's classic. That's a great comparison. Dr. Pepper guy's Batman, and they're like the fake ass Batman in the beginning of Dark Knight or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Your life's over, buddy.
I like how they're like, we got him. He's done for.
Your life's over, bro. 22 and 18. Then they take a fat rip off their vape.
Well, it's funny because there is like a running joke, because there are people on like Twitter and social media where it'll be like, you know, like a 33-year-old actor dating like a 22-year-old girl, and they're like, this guy's a predator. And it's like, yeah, I guess you could think that's weird, but like, you're like way off the farm now. Like, you're out of your fucking element. No one's that concerned. I get it. You can think that that's like a weird fucking age discrepancy or whatever, but that's not a problem that point.
Fight the fight that needs fought.
Because
you know it doesn't need fought is the 33-year-old and the 22-year-old.
Because there's like a meme where it's like Chris Maloney from like Special Victims Unit or whatever. From Law and Order, you know that guy?
Yeah.
Well, and he's doing something like this in a picture, and it'll be the subtitle will be like, "You sicko, she's 24 years old."
That's pretty good. I like that.
We try to run us over. You should have stood at the door, bro. I wanted to trap. You should have got us in the studio. Bro, I wanted to trap him.
Yeah, this is kids that like really want to be a part of something, and they're like, we did it, guys.
Jerry's like, I wanted to trap him, dude. Yeah. I wanted to trap him.
Yeah, we should have killed him.
Bro, what if he was dead?
But yeah, so a couple of those kids it's also fascinating to me that some of these kids are up on charges, but I never hear about stuff for Dr. Pepper guy or his crew. Like, I'm sure maybe they've had to go to court or been arrested for things, but you never really hear about like them getting arrested. But then again, they are legitimately beating up creeps, so they're probably not pressing charges, I guess.
Let's start watching CNN, and we'll see if maybe we just missed report about them finally catching Dr. Pepper.
But we could be like those guys that are always like, you know, there'll be a big news story, but as soon as something else happens, they'll be like right now with the wildfires, like, oh, these wildfires happened. All of a sudden, we forgot all about the Vegas bombing.
Yeah.
But we could be like, pretty convenient. After the presidential election, we're not talking about Dr. Pepper guy anymore.
Weird, lamestream media forgot all about Dr. Pepper guy.
I was going to say, I think I did find Dr. Pepper guy's Instagram.
We don't need any more of him.
I like when he pops up in the wild. I like when I stumble upon him. I don't need to search for him.
Yeah, we don't need to look for him.
But actually, since we're talking about dumb kids and TikTok, we haven't looked in on some TikTok weirdos in a little bit.
Oh, I heard that there's like a crazy new video of Daredevil Deb.
There is some new Daredevil Deb. We'll get to that.
Okay.
Let me see what else. I kind of forget what else I had.
That's
here,
what
though.
I did hear on CNN. They weren't talking about Dr. Pepper guy, but they let me know about Daredevil Deb.
I did want to check into our old friend here.
The Rizzler?
Yeah. What is this guy? Black Lotus?
Yeah.
Wait, who is he?
Well, he's the guy.
Black Lotus of the Earth. I don't remember if that's what his name was before.
He gives like dating advice. Well, he gives ill-informed bad dating advice.
Yeah, this guy is the guy we kept trying to figure out, like, is he in on the bit?
Or was he radicalized?
Or yeah, is he, well, like, yeah, is he just like a radicalized retard? Which is like my favorite 80s movie. So stupid. So dumb.
That was fucking good. That was really good.
But yeah, we couldn't tell if this guy was like a radicalized retard or if or if he was just doing a bit, like if he was doing a character.
Yes.
But I mean, he's still doing it and he's not getting as many views, really.
I stood by the fact that at the end of the day, it was a very, very tough choice. But I think I landed on the fact that it's not a bit.
Yes. Yeah. Kim Gomez. Yeah, you could steal radicalized retard. You can have it.
Never tell a girl that she's the love of your life. Never. The moment you tell your girl that she's the love of your life, in her mind, she's going to be thinking, wow, this guy can't do without me? I got this guy by the balls. I'm the only vagina he has in his life. I'm the only vagina he's seen in his life. That is literally what women think when you tell them she's the love of your life. The moment you tell your girl she's the love of your life, she will look at you as a bitch. But hey, unless you want your woman to look at you like a bitch, don't take my advice. You're welcome.
Yeah, that's his bit. I forgot about his ending. Yeah, you're welcome.
The thing that makes it so hard is that he's so on the nose. Like, he is the impression people do of guys
like
this.
It's a goof. Yeah, it's like what you'd write as a goof.
Yeah, so that's why it's so hard. Because, like, you know when, like, there's like the hello, I'm a nerd, I'm a pushing my glasses.
But if you actually met that nerd, you'd be like, oh, is this guy being a nerd?
Is this where it came from? Like, there's a level of truth to where all of these things come from. But this guy is so just dead on exactly that thing that's why it's hard to tell.
But I love his observations and his breakdowns. Like, it's so great because you know this guy gets no pussy at all.
But Jim, he would say that's a good thing.
That's true.
Because he's like, like any of it's worthy of me yet.
Don't ever kiss or like a girl. Once you do that, they think that you don't want to have sex with men.
If you cut the head off of the current Highlander, you become the Highlander, and then you live forever. And if you let a woman treat you wrong when you're the Highlander, kick her to the curb, because you've got an infinite amount of time to wait for the right one to show up, which will never happen, because all women are bad. I'm the Highlander. You're welcome.
She'll try to cut off your head and become the Highlander.
Yeah, she'll try to take your immortality. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I only made that joke because he's got long hair. Jim, that is the only reason I went with
that's
that,
a great call.
That line of thinking. He's just kind of got long hair.
What else we got? This is just a classic, like, no more lady officers. If there were, the police would be fucked. He's kind of right, though. We watched, I forget if you were here for that one, right? Or maybe, I forget it was just me and Jeff. It's a while ago. We watched this video of like a domestic violence thing, and like this lady tried to come in and the cop started beating up the lady cop. No, I'm sorry, the guy. She tried to like stop this violent husband, and he started beating up the lady cop, and as soon as the guy showed up, the guy just came in and booted him right in the head.
Holy shit. Jesus Christ.
And I was
Christ.
Like, that's what fellas do. I don't know what happened. Eric's super chat. Why didn't Eric's super chat come through? I was trying to kill time for it.
Eric, you're the love of my life. Ah, fuck!
Maybe
God
it has-
damn it, Jim. Now Eric's never going to respect me. Fuck. Fuck. It happened so fast.
But his said, maybe it's because it says retard. It shouldn't matter, though. I don't think I have any filters on it.
Yeah, just read it.
Radicalized Retard starring Jake Perry. Thank you, Eric.
When a woman says that she feels safe with you, or you make her feel safe, you're done. No cap, you are fucking done. What does it mean when a woman says...
All right, hold on. So, okay.
Where is this going?
That's what I'm going to say. Let's see if we could try to figure out where he's going with this. What does it mean if a woman says she's safe with you?
I guess, is it going to go with the angle that like that means that you're
like boring or something?
Yeah, you're boring or like you're domesticated. And so the idea that there's no danger involved means that like you can't, like an alpha wolf can protect the pack because he's vicious.
Yes.
But like a,
like she wants, she needs,
yeah,
she,
a domesticated like puppy is not going to bark at anyone or something.
Yeah. She needs a little danger or something because she likes the chase.
Yeah.
It is. I like the people in the chat keep saying no cap because it is funny that this guy.
Well, I like the pause.
He squeezed it in. Yeah.
No
yeah.
cap.
No cap. If a woman tells you.
No cap. You are fucking done. What does it mean when a woman says you make her feel safe? Here's what that means. You are not the guy she wants. You are not the guy she desires. You are not the guy she's attracted to. You're not the guy that does it for her. And you are most definitely not the guy that gets her panties in a knot. Anytime a woman says,
"Isn't it
bad?" Yeah, I was gonna say it's bad to get your panties in a knot, right?
You're not the guy that frustrates her when she's trying to get something done.
Yeah, because isn't the term usually "don't get your panties in a knot"? Yeah. Like you're specifically saying, "Like, hey, you dumb bitch, what do you? You're not the guy getting her on the rag.
You're not the guy making her gash crazy." He's just using weird, gross terms. You know what? It's obvious now in retrospect. He's going for the whole chicks like assholes.
Yes.
And
yeah,
so
of
if
course.
She feels safe with you, you're not an asshole. And since women only like assholes, I mean, she doesn't really like you.
Yeah.
As that she feels safe with you, what she's basically saying is that she settled for you and she is not attracted to you sexually. You are the guy she has no sexual desire for at all. Oh, I feel safe with him. He makes me feel safe. But yeah. Just know that if a woman ever says
but
that
yeah,
she feels safe
anyway,
with you or you
but
make her
yeah,
feel...
no cap. 70% of women have rape fantasies. You're welcome.
If you are safe, then you're cucked. No cap.
You're safe. Just know she sees you as a bitch. You're welcome. So this happened back in September.
Okay.
I was in Kennedy Plaza... minding my own business. And then I saw two people walk past me. And I noticed the guy carrying two luggage bags.
Oh, no, don't you dare.
And the girl wasn't carrying any luggage.
All right, Mike, what's the first
Damn
mistake?
It. I was going to say, when's he put his sunglasses down?
His glasses on.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
he is her... very consistent. He is her bitch.
Yeah, why is he being her bitch? She should be carrying the luggage.
She should be carrying her own luggage.
Chivalry's a lie.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, if you're the one who's carrying all the luggage and your girl is carrying no luggage, you are now your girl's servant boy and you are now her monkey slave. If I was in this situation, I would never carry all the luggage by myself. I would expect my lady to carry at least one or two luggage bags. And if she were to make me carry all the luggage, I would say to her flat out, listen, either you carry one luggage or we're not going. That is what every man should do. But a lot of men today are so fucking stupid that they cannot draw the line. Why? Because they're a bunch of beta male cuck soy boys with cotton candy dicks.
Whoa!
And they deserve to get shot in the mouth.
This does. This is. It's so obvious.
It's back, that now it's back on character.
Yeah, it starts to sound like character.
Soy boy, cotton candy dicks, shot in the mouth.
Soy boy, cotton candy dicks. Don't carry luggage. Don't be a gentleman.
Beta cucks.
Hold on, I'm trying to see. Why the hell is... Mike's dream came true. The TTS isn't coming through. I'm trying to fix it.
Nah, don't do that.
I'd be fucking damned if I were to carry all the luggage like a fucking monkey slave.
Ugh.
And then you wonder why your woman doesn't even respect you. You're welcome.
I mean, it's not like he was carrying six bags. He's carrying two bags. It's not that many bags.
It's so obvious... that it's the classic, it's the cliche where sometimes people say this just to try to burn someone where it's not really true.
Sure.
But it literally is this guy's just jealous.
Yeah.
Like you, like that's sometimes something you'll say of like, ah, don't make fun of me. You're just jealous. And like, it's kind of just a toothless way to try to deflect. Yeah. But this guy literally is just jealous. And he's like seeing, he's always just looking at guys with girls and he's like, beta cuck.
Well, yeah. It's a way to
slave bitch.
You take your reality and you find a way to like justify it, but in your favor. And so what a lot of these guys, why it's so easy to radicolize Obama. Them.
Damn this it. Is a test message.
No, this I did a test one.
Oh, okay, good.
Because I don't know why it wasn't working before, but it should be good.
It's so easy to radicalize guys like this because it's the idea that like they're like, okay, how do I make my situation a good thing that's not my fault? Oh, it's because I'm apparently like so manly that I'm not like, I wouldn't lower myself. Like, fine, you guys can have all the ladies if these are the ladies.
Yeah.
Like, until a lady's worthy, I'd rather have none. Like, it's easy. It's the whole, like, hurry and make fun of yourself before someone else can make fun of you. But, like, a different, like, it's like
lashing out. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's enough. We get it. I'm sure we'll watch, like, 80 of those, and it's all the same. Yeah. Here is a quick guy that is also...
oh, my God. He's on all fours on a fucking public bathroom counter.
Kristen sent me this.
Nothing he could possibly do will be good, but I don't know what it's going
to
be.
It's just titled, I Needed a Drink of Water. There might not even be dialogue, so I'm sorry, podcasters.
Yep, he's on all fours. He keeps like coyly glancing up at the camera. What the fuck?
And he's just drinking out of the sink while scary music's playing and he's being weird.
And he's at such a weird angle, he can't get his head in. Wait, he didn't swallow any of it. He spit it all out. Now he's like licking his lips like a cat.
And that's it. That's the whole thing.
This is like a dog guy that doesn't know he's a dog guy, right? Like, he would be a part of that culture were he to know it existed.
I didn't realize you were talking about like the real, like the people that are like what are the, like Wolfkin, not Wolfkin.
Not the furries, but the guys that put on like the leather dog masks and stuff. I think he's like accidentally one of those, right?
Yeah, or he's probably just kind of a dumb person that realizes like this gets attention. Like, not that he's self-aware, but he's like, I don't know. Although I love one of the top comments is so many interesting people in this world.
That's just someone trying to get someone to follow their TikTok. She never had no dick like mine. And if I get a chance, I'm gonna tear that pussy up.
I think this is just an old dummy that's like, hey, if I'm just stupid, people click on my stuff.
I mean, I guess he's German them's new fourth, Mike. I guess we have no choice.
Yeah, come on, Eric Daniels.
They're going to bring me into the segregation room just like this. And they're going to be questioning me, asking me what happened to that lady. And I'm going to tell them I don't know what happened to the bitch. Go to the damn graveyard and dig a damn grave up and ask her what happened to her. Because I don't give a damn.
Yeah. Look out. Yeah. Like, his hands are a disaster. He isn't like, he washes them with Ajax and hasn't put lotion on in like a year. Look at that. It looks like he has like bubonic plague. It's a disaster. His hands look like they're covered in Elmer glue that dried, but then he didn't like peel it off like you do as a kid. He's an old retard.
Yeah, he's an old retard that's like, maybe this is finally paying off.
Yeah, he is an old retard with a cell phone and realize that people will engage with him and he doesn't know why, but he's just like, I guess I'll just do an old, like a retard thing.
I'm sorry, people, with your TTS. I swear it's not like a weird scam of like, it's not working, keep sending them.
I'm going to read them.
Eric did send one. Can we get a beta male cuck soy boy t-shirt? Absolutely. Maybe we could do it like...
it's just pictures of us smiling.
You know when it has like the name and, except it'll be like beta and male and cuck and soy and boy. And then Jukane, test with more money. Maybe $2 chats are broken. $4.99. Thank you so much.
Hey, GTS is broken forever. Woo!
I'll get it fixed. I don't know why it's
Jim's
not
never going to fix it.
Because it's working. When I test it, it's working.
Jim and them's
better
now.
So maybe it's
now.
Something from stupid YouTube.
I love it.
This is the shit I love, by the way. This is what like during the week when it's like just my downtime, my personal time, it's just all this. This is all I want.
Just this and cutting together interviews.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, pulling Corey
and
clips.
Making your own edits of movies. What the fuck?
Do y'all know somebody that do voodoo? Because I need this bitch turned into a roach by the night. Or before our
Corey. All right, I was like, wait a minute. He must be lip syncing, right?
By
I was like,
the night.
Yeah, I was like, this could be his voice. Or he's lip syncing.
Yeah, he's just an old.
It's just.
Y'all see that watch? That's the last.
Yeah, whatever. Just an old retard.
Just an old retard. Like, hey, the thing is.
I don't mind an old retard.
Yeah.
But if he's a one trick retard, then I'm sorry. I've got more. I'm sorry. I have no time for you, sir. I need a more interesting retard in my life.
Let me just say, like, I would never say, I mean, this is going to sound weird, but I would never say, like, I'm glad my dad's dead, because I would never think that. I mean, sure. it was terrible when my dad passed.
Right.
But I'm glad, like, he didn't be, because I could see my dad being this guy. Sure. I could see my dad being drunk retard on TikTok.
My dad,
I'm just glad he didn't become drunk retard on TikTok.
My dad thinks he's cool, but he also had a stroke, so he'd be a really good TikTok retard. Also, my dad's a big fucking retard, so I think he'd be like super good at this.
TikTok just suspended my life because Brown Sugar reported my life just for sexual harassment, and now I can't go live again until January 7, 2025.
Man, he's TikTok dealing with stuff like us. People are suspending his shit. Yeah. But anyways, let's go
solidarity.
Back. Let's take a look at Daredevil Deb. Daredevil Deb, I think, has been kind of busy.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, actually, I thought this was a different one. I saw a different one than this.
How far up the staircase is she?
Yeah, let's see. For people that don't, well, there's a chandelier there. Although, I can't, but the person's kind of standing.
Whose house is she in? She doesn't know anyone that could live in a house like this.
Daredevil Deb's, for people that don't know, she's just this old lady we love that hangs off of things.
Oh, she's not even hanging.
What is these stairs? There's like carpet hanging down.
Yeah, what is going on?
She's gonna hang though now, right?
Is there even enough room?
Is she scared? How's Daredevil Deb scared of? Oh, okay. There's more stairs below her.
Jesus Christ! Oh my God, dude! Like she could literally die.
Yeah, because if she just slips and then falls down more stairs below her,
or just falls and like hits her head.
For Trace.
Oh, no. Is she going to jump?
What? Did she say for Christ? Did she say Cocoa Buns?
Did she say Cocoa Buns? I should have said this at the beginning. I should have said this at the start of the show. But I love how many people were just commenting Cocoa Buns on our videos. And even like a lot of names I didn't recognize. So I was like, oh, cool. Because, you know, it's cool that some people maybe just watch the show. They're not always just in the chat or on the Discord or whatever. But when they were just commenting like, this is Cocoa Buns, and it was becoming like its own slang, dude, it made my heart a flutter.
You can't beat an organic emergence of something like that. You just can't. Anything that's forced is never going to feel as good as that organic emergence of something like that.
Whoa! All right.
That was way further than I thought.
Eric in the super chat, thank you. $4.99. Sorry, I didn't fucking do the TTS. New shirt, okay. New shirt idea. I'm glad my dad didn't become a drunk TikTok guy. RIP, RIP, dad.
That's a good shirt.
There's one at a party. Okay, so this is still not the party yet. This must be like her training,
dude. It's just like a couple pillows down there. That's like what a 3-year-old thinks will save them.
And what the camera person was just hanging holding a reindeer stuffed animal.
She's just jumping off wearing rain boots onto some pillows. It's like a kid with a pillowcase thinking it's a parachute.
And then there's more. There's another one because she does one at a party, and other people are freaking out.
Dude, she's gonna bang her face on her knee or something.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Get her! Save her!
No, save her. Like, Jason, get her!
Dude, why is she hanging out with all these, like, 20-year-olds?
Dab! Get away! What are you doing? Dab, don't do it.
Why do you think she wants to live? Because she enjoys her life. Fuck off, guys.
I love that lady in the background. I love that lady.
What is this? What is this mixture of people? Yeah. What?
Well, she's always hanging out with young black teens.
No, but like the lady talking was old and said it was fine. And you see, like it's this weird mixture of like 17 to 40 year olds that all party all the time or something. What is going on?
What are you doing? Dab, don't do it.
Why do you think she wants to live? Fuck off.
Dude, like you did.
Fuck off, guys.
It would make sense if everyone let her hang out with them because she's a crazy person. And they're like, well, let's let Deb hang out with her. She's a psychopath. But the idea that they're like, fucking Deb, God
damn it,
get down.
Some people are like, Deb, stop.
Like, how did all of these people meet?
I love that it's the same stairs. So she was practicing for the party.
Yeah.
Deb, don't do it.
That'd let her
okay?
do it.
Okay. Wow!
Oh, she dropped down to the stairs.
Stop being her, motherfuckers!
What is this New Year's party that Deb is somehow at?
Dude, but how... It would be so... If you were just at a house party when you were younger, like early, mid... I mean, I guess any age, but I mean, especially if you're in your early to mid-20s, and some old lady showed up, and at first you were like, you're just making jokes, like, who brought fucking grandma to the fucking party or whatever? And then later on, like, 5 minutes before midnight, you see that she's hanging off the stairs and shit and dropping down. You'd be like, yeah, what the fuck? This rules.
Jesus Christ.
I think there might be one other one. Yeah, more of these stairs again.
What is she doing?
She rigged some ropes up to to hang off of?
She's wrapping them around her wrist, but she's just going to dislocate her arm.
Hey, everyone. On TikTok.
I love when it cuts before she hits.
Does she say, come here, everyone? It's for TikTok?
Let me see. This is only a few days ago.
What the
hell? No comments yet.
Did they just find an abandoned house?
Yeah, that's where she's squatting.
Yeah, it's like it's got to be some house that like is nice enough to exist, but is like they know that no one will check if they've like found a way in.
I'm the first comment on this one. Daredevil Deb's our hero. Go Deb.
And this is 3 days ago? Who the fuck? She's in such a weird circle.
Yes. Yeah, Daredevil Deb rocks though. And yeah, actually, there was one other person before we finish up.
Okay.
Because I feel like this is almost I don't think inspired by Deb, but probably inspires Deb. It's just an old guy that does flips.
Whoa, this guy rules.
And he is like, I'll do another one. He does flips over like fucking benches.
Dude, he's got great form. He used to be a vaudeville guy, probably.
I think, is he gonna do another one over this one?
Yeah, you know what? You know what this is? This was a guy that grew up in a time where all you need to do is know how to do one thing.
Yeah.
And you can turn it into your career. And so, like, he was in the circus or something, right? And
yeah,
he did one thing, and it was this. Because, like, look at the form. It's very good.
He's like the Flying Graysons some shit.
He was a guy that would, like, walk out and do that. And then other people came out, and that was his life.
He just has tons of videos of him just doing his thing.
Well, dude, and, like, no views. No one gives a shit.
Yeah.
No one cares that this old Russian man can do this flip.
I think he leaves in all the setup.
Oh, dude, he's kind of got abs.
It's probably what keeps him young.
Yeah.
He even keeps in his bad ones. He's like, hey, even I fall every now and then.
You know what? I'm just like you normal folks.
I just get back up and do it again. Come on. He's going to hit the next one, though.
Breaks his neck.
There you go.
Is he doing that in Crocs?
It looks like it, yeah. But yeah, dude, it's just look at all these videos and it's all the same shit.
No one cares. No one gives a shit.
Look at all these videos.
What the hell? He just... Sorry, he just this wanders Russia doing the same flip on different benches.
Oh, here's one making eggs and ham.
Ooh.
Flips over the fucking pan. This comes diving into his phone.
Is that a window? Out a window into a pool. It's fucking he's an action hero.
Oh, is this one a higher one?
Ooh, what's he gonna do?
Is he just gonna do like a regular? Oh, yeah, no, that's pretty good. Pretty good. It's an old man gymnast.
Huh.
Yeah, does he have? He must have one that has a lot of hits. Maybe. Yeah.
I wonder if he's on welfare. What he does.
Yeah, what does he do?
I want to know about this man. I want to know about the man. I've seen the action, but what about the man?
Yeah, what's his? Well, he does have one with 16. He has a few with a milli. So he's like, I'm going to keep doing this. But then most of them are like 500 views, 800 views.
Yeah. I mean, the first time you see it, it's impressive. He just has nothing to follow it up.
Yeah, he just keeps going with it. But if he, imagine him and Daredevil Deb teaming up. Can't even.
I think Daredevil Deb would like die and then he would land and then walk away. Okay.
That's just a still. Like, there's nothing
I like
else
that all
there.
The comments were just fire emojis. Every single one of them. Like, it was like just like 30 of them.
Just an old guy with his shirt off.
Dude, that was every single comment, Jim. All of them. It was just a wall of that. That's great.
All right. Anyways, that's enough TikTok weirdos for us today.
This guy is number one.
Good for... I can't even pronounce... Well, he actually... What,
a lot of these are the same bench with the same graffiti on it.
Spiridonov Anatoly.
Yeah. Good for him.
And he's got 3 million likes.
No bio yet.
5,900 followers. Good for him.
Yeah. I'm sure this man had dreams and a family at one point.
Yeah, dude. This is like an indie movie, and then you find out that it's like... it's like he has the Punisher story, but instead of hunting down and killing criminals, he just flips over benches now. Since he lost his family in a gunfight.
He was in the Olympics before like Russia got banned from the Olympics. And now like he's forced to just like live his dream in a way that will never fully fulfill him.
Good for him though.
Yeah, good for him.
Keep doing what you're doing. You never work a day in your life.
Yeah, you know what's spirited in off Anatoly? You're my kind of guy.
Favorite part of the show. Man, so many good parts.
Yeah, I got to give it to... I laughed pretty hard when I found out that Eric got himself a trophy. But again, it's because it's just a great... It's such a sick move.
Yes.
It's such a fucking, like, cool guy move to do that. Like, it's impressive. I'm impressed by it. I got to give it up to the fact that... there's spies everywhere, and the walls have ears.
Yes. I love Corey Trump, of course.
Yes.
Eric's rap.
That terrible guy who doesn't know how to interview anyone, just asking Corey about his shirt and stuff.
Oh, and what was it? I now don't even remember what it was. The what was the retard?
You have to be more specific, Jim.
No, the 80s movie.
A radical retard.
Yeah, the radicalized retard.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I got to give it to that. That was fucking hilarious. That was great. You know what? Really quick. I don't know if anyone is on TikTok and they followed Mike Steele 425.
Oh, that's right.
It's not me. I didn't make that. It is a picture of me, but I didn't make that account. I don't want anyone to like think like, oh, because like I've been getting a lot of like new listeners following me on like Twitter or Instagram or whatever. It's cool to see new faces. Van saves lives on everything. But like Mike Steele 425 on TikTok is not me. I don't know who that is. I'm sorry. Don't follow him. Or do. Who cares? Seems like it's a dead account. I don't know who it is.
And I kind of like that we're busting on the 80s dude as well. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. He's the worst. He's the absolute worst.
Wow. What a show we have.
You know, it's not the absolute worst.
Wait, hold on. Actually, hold on.
Oh, okay.
Did someone clip that moment? I want to see.
Which one?
I think the radicalized retard.
Oh, fuck yeah. It was probably Jaime.
We enjoy watching ourselves laugh at stuff.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, this guy is the guy we kept trying to figure out. Right. Like, is he...
Hold on, let me...
Oh, it's Captain Olive Stern.
Yeah, Captain Olive Stern. Good going.
He's always on point. I forget the clips exist.
And I think you could do something like that on YouTube as well. So maybe do some clips of your boys here and there. Maybe pull some, good
that's
clips.
What Justice does. Every time I jump in the Discord, it's like 1,000 new screenshots of like funny... like.
Oh,
stills
yeah,
of funny moments.
That's fun, yeah. Because Daewoo does that, obviously, on our Facebook group.
Those are always fun to look at.
You're out, like, is he in on the bit?
Or was he radicalized?
Or, yeah, is he, well, like, yeah, is he just, like, a radicalized retard? Which is, like, my favorite 80s movie.
That's a gotta sink, but... I like when we enjoy it.
I like... This is kind of, I mean... I'm not about to pretend it was on the same level of your thing, but this is kind of like, what dumb joke did I make?
The poison. What was
shit,
it?
Shit, what was it? Poison introducer
it like,
or something?
Poison.
Introducing poison.
No, that was great. That was a great moment.
Those are the fun moments when one of us does something so retarded that we have no choice but to just like, bring everything to a screeching halt and just like live in it for a second.
No, that was super fun as well.
That's always fun. That is a fun thing to do. But hey, speaking of a fun thing to do, go to patreon.com/JimAndThem and check out the Patreon. I cannot stress this enough. It has been so cool seeing how many people are checking out the Patreon.
Yes.
And I would imagine a lot of you are checking out the free one first and like enjoying it. But if not, thank you for taking the dive. I hope you're finding like, God, a decade's worth of cool shows to listen to and be entertained by. If for some reason you are one of the people out there who has not checked out the Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/JimAndThem. There's a free tier you can join with a bunch of just free shows just to kind of give you an idea of what the Patreon is. If you like us, you'll like it. We don't just put up this show. We put up like other ideas for shows that are all very funny. If you like us, you will like the content we put up. There is basically like 12 years worth of shows on there. There's movie commentaries. There are so many different things that we have done up there, just like 1,000 ideas for shows that have come and gone over the years that we have had a lot of fun laughing at and enjoying ourselves with. Check it out.
Yeah.
If you enjoy what you hear, maybe jump in one of the paid tiers and you will undoubtedly find an impossibly large collection of things for you to consume in a way that you will enjoy at patreon.com/JimAndThem. Jim. What do we got up there recently for folks?
We got a movie commentary of Kraven. You can watch Kraven with your boys. We just recorded before the show today, Mike and I's top 10 films of 2024. So you get to hear our top 10 films. A lot of fun to talk about.
Hell yeah.
And recently, it is already currently available, we discussed the movies we're looking forward to in 2025. We got a big year ahead of us. So what are we looking forward to? What are we excited about? Thank you for the bits, Captain L.F. Stern.
Now look forward and a look back.
But that's just a little taste of what's currently available on the Patreon. But there's much, much, much more at patreon.com/JimAndThem.
Fantastic, Jim. If people go to showswhatyouknow.com, what are they going to find waiting for them?
I host a podcast with Jacob Burrows. We discuss television. Let me say real quick before you leave, hit the like button in the YouTube. If you're watching us live on YouTube, hit that thumbs up before you head out for the night. But also, showswhatyouknow.com. I host a podcast discussing television shows. We were on a brief, a pretty long hiatus, but we are back.
Really?
Yeah, I put up a new episode this week. Jacob and I are discussing Skeleton Crew. We're also discussing some stuff that Jacob's been rewatching, like Buffy the Vampire Slayer,
and Gilmore Girls. I talked a little bit more about my trip to Stars Hollow when I went to Warner Brothers Studio Tour.
Hell yeah.
But you can find that at showswhatyouknow.com and showswhatyouknow on YouTube. Not very SEO friendly, sometimes hard to find. But if you go to showswhatyouknow.com, you can click one of the videos and get to our YouTube channel from there.
Wow, fantastic. My endorsement this week, it is twofold. I probably should have endorsed this last week because it was about to start. But I did mention it in the Discord. Games Done Quick is a charity event that happens twice a year. It's just basically people doing speedruns for video games, which sounds like a very niche thing. But I found that often, like, I can bring my mom in and be like, hey, mom, check out this crazy thing. Like, check out this guy that's, like, playing Super Mario World using a motion controller on his head. And he's playing piano to all the music that should be playing in the game as he goes through. And he beats the game in this amount of time. Like, there's, like, novelty stuff like that. Like, someone did... Okay, Jim, you'll like this. You know how the game Crazy Taxi is full of, like, licensed music?
Oh, yeah.
And that's a nightmare on Twitch. So they did a speed run of Crazy Taxi with a live band in that was playing the soundtrack to Crazy Taxi.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's just, like, there's a lot of fun stuff like that. There's a dog that does speed runs.
I've heard about this, yeah.
Yeah, Peanut Butter the Dog. There's all sorts of, like, novel stuff. There's going to be some, like, dumb stuff, and it's probably not going to be up your alley if you're not already into, like, video games in general. But if you're not, and that's not typically your thing, and maybe you just want something to throw on in the background and you might find yourself with a new interest, Games Done Quick is a really cool thing that is running as you... If you're listening right now, not, like, on the podcast, it runs until Saturday night at midnight. So you still actually have a day to watch it. And then if you want something else that's also very like specific, I am endorsing Final Fantasy VI, the Pixel Remaster, Jim.
Ooh.
Final Fantasy VI is one of the best video games ever made. Maybe the best video game ever made. And the Pixel Remaster, Square did a bunch of remasters of their old retro games. Oh God, I'm going to get in the weeds so bad. But they did a lot of work to this one, and it is the best one. And it's a lot of loving work to a already fantastic game. And if you're a person that loves classic games and you maybe, like, let the Pixel Remasters kind of, like, sneak past you, maybe go check that game out because it is still one of the best games ever made. And I love it so much. So that is my endorsement, is Games Done Quick. Check it out on Twitch or... play the Pixel Remaster of Final Fantasy VI.
Excellent. Well, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.